listening to a feature article with Employers Advantage and Authority magazine. Creating cultures that support and sustain mental, emotional, social, and physical wellness. The pandemic has created a movement of collective reckoning about what it means to live well and to work well. Our very own Dana Baumgartner had the pleasure of being interviewed by Authority magazine to discuss working wellness, how companies are creating culture that supports and sustain mental, emotional, social, physical, and financial wellness in the workplace. Dana shares with us her experience that prompted her to change the way she sees her relationship with work and her personal life. My relationship with work and life is something that has evolved in importance over time, and now it is a main focus of mine. I started Employers Advantage LLC so that I could take control of my future, the work I do, the impact of the work that I do, and how my work fits into my life. I now want to provide that same opportunity to other people whenever possible. Authority magazine interviewer Karen Mangia shares that Harvard Business Review predicts that wellness will become the newest metric employers will use to analyze and to assess their employees' mental, physical, and financial health. How does your organization define wellness, and how does your organization measure wellness? For us, wellness is multifaceted but starts with focusing on each person feeling safe, supported, and respected so that they feel confident and are comfortable in their roles in the workplace. When people are confident and comfortable, that will reflect in their work but will also spread to other parts of their lives. We don't have structured policies or programs that measure wellness, but rather we keep an eye on each other through regular contact, and I can see it in their work and the feedback that we get from our clients through regular satisfaction surveys. What are your top five trends to track in the future of workplace wellness? Number one, mental health allies and advocates. Number two, workplace flexibility. Number three, increased access to mental health and wellness benefits. Number four, automation of tasks and management of the human experience. Number five, transparency. When we know what is going on, what to expect and why, we tend to be less stressed and anxious about the unknown. Click here to read the full interview by Authority Magazine and see what Dana has to say about having a well workforce organization and the impact it has on organizations' productivity and profitability.